Welcome to the Frontline Herbalism Podcast with your host, Nicole Rose from the Solidarity Apothecary. This is your place for all things plants and liberation. Let's get started. Hello, welcome back to the Frontline Herbalism Podcast. I'm so sorry to not get an episode out last week. Needless to say, my baby boy was off nursery with another virus. Everyone warned me that it would be virus after virus. I hadn't quite kind of predicted the toll it would take on like being able to do things in terms of like promoting the PTSD course, which, you know, sustains my livelihood and like funds nearly everything with the Solidarity Apothecary. So yeah, it's been very tough. It's been a lot of very late nights, like trying to support him to sleep when he's got a fever, and then, you know, writing bloody Instagram captions and newsletters on my phone and stuff. So I apologize, but yeah, you know, fucking capitalism. There just isn't a village like that we need, because, you know, all of that kind of infrastructure has been eroded over time. And I know we've got a big task ahead of us in terms of rebuilding anything similar that, you know, parents actually need. But that is a whole other rant for a whole other day. But the Herbalism, PTSD and Traumatic Stress course is still open for enrollment until Monday. I'm going to probably be back with some like several short episodes. I'm just so nervous to say that I will, just in case I jinx it. But yeah, I will be talking a little bit more about the course, and I'll put the links in the show notes to previous episodes so you can check it out. You know, the most information is on the sales page. Like, I've got shitloads of testimonials from people that have been working through it. I've got detailed descriptions of like the modules and the different lessons involved and like the format and things. It's a fucking amazing offering that's completely sliding scale and will support you to do loads of badass stuff and learn herbalism and, yeah, kind of befriend your nervous system and understand it, and also, like, you know, strengthen your political understandings of kind of trauma in the world. So, yeah, so please check that out. But I just hopped on today to just kind of like shout out like three different solidarity initiatives that are happening at the moment. With the Solidarity Apothecary and, you know, just like in general in the herbal world. Just FYI, like, please get in touch with me if I can share what you're doing, like, especially if it's herbal medicine related. You know, I can put a post on Instagram, I can put things in my newsletter, I can share them on my podcast. So let's dive in. So you may have seen, over the years, I've done these kind of like ebook sales where all the proceeds of my ebooks go towards like a certain fundraiser. I've done several for Gaza. I've done different ones for different like anarchist Black Cross groups and bail funds and, you know, all the things. At the moment, like, it's obviously like hard to organize, like I've mentioned, being like a single parent to a toddler right now. But luckily, I've sort of got this like infrastructure set up which can just receive money. Woohoo! Like on my store, like, people can buy an ebook and, you know, get an instant download of that ebook or the PDF. And yeah, it's like a fantastic way to kind of fundraise, because I don't have to do much, if that makes sense. There's no like mithering people for raffle prizes and things. And, you know, last time I think we raised like £1,500 for the Hatem family in Gaza, for example. So I'm participating in a kind of larger one at the moment called Seeds of Solidarity, which is a funding drive for Palestinian and Sudanese farmers. And yeah, I'm just gonna read the call out, because obviously the text has been written, to talk about the projects that are being fundraised for and the political context. But yeah, so basically throughout all of October, 100% of all income, and I'll talk about my books in a minute, will be donated to this Seeds of Solidarity fundraising drive, which will be donated to these projects. So about Seeds of Solidarity, so as conditions continue to deteriorate in Sudan and Gaza, it is our duty as workers of the land to stand in solidarity with those experiencing the brunt of colonial violence. Together, farmers from across the globe are launching the Seeds of Solidarity funding drive. As people who work the land, we know the abundance that Earth can provide. We are asking communities of food growers, land workers, medicine makers, artists, and other food community members to join us in fundraising towards two vital campaigns to support food sovereignty in the face of genocide. The We Must Plant campaign has been initiated by the Jazeera and Manajil Farmers Alliance. This campaign aims to reclaim their agricultural legacy and secure food sovereignty, an essential step in resisting the neo-colonial and imperialist forces that continue to exploit their land. The initiative is also supported by organizations like the Sudan Solidarity Collective and Sudanese Resistance Front. And if you go to my website, I'll put the links to these different crews and collectives and campaigns and alliances. And all the links are on the website post, if that makes sense. So I'll put that in the show notes. The other initiative that We Must Plant, that's Caesar Solidarity is going towards is Revive Gaza's Farmland. So this is a project by the Arab Group for the Protection of Nature, aiming to rehabilitate Gaza's agricultural sector and restore local food systems to combat famine and counter the blockade. So please purchase a book in October and it will go towards Seeds of Solidarity. I'm not going to talk loads about the books on this podcast, but yeah, the books available are The Prisoner's Herbal, which contains like 10 detailed plant profiles of plants that I found in prison, with like a whole bunch of information on how to work with plants with like very limited resources. Overcoming Burnout, which I've talked about a bunch before, but it, you know, explores like all the fucking challenges of grassroots organizing, such as, you know, classism and sexism and chronic illness and things. The Medicinal Herb Coloring Book is like 40 illustrations of beautiful plants and descriptions of their medicinal properties that my friend Amani drew. And finally, Herbalism and State Violence is like my more recent book, which contains like examples of like herbalism in practice around the world with, you know, a bunch of contributions from different people, from herbal care for handcuff injuries to healing from incarceration. It just, yeah, explores all the thing. And they're all £3, apart from Herbalism and State Violence is £6. And yeah, you're welcome to put a comment in the donations box, which is really, really important. So if you can put like seeds in, I'll know to ring fence the funds like for this Seeds of Solidarity campaign. It's challenging at the moment because this is at the same time as the PTSD course and lots of people just use the donation function for their course contribution. So if you don't put that, I won't know, if that makes sense. I've shared the graphics on the old Instagram, so please reshare those if you can. And I've also got some graphics on my website that I'll link to that you can share on your networks as well. Thanks. All right. And then the second call for solidarity is for the Gawabamin Herbal Street Clinic. So this is in so-called Canada, and it's like a super inspiring Indigenous-led grassroots herbalism project. And I'm going to read the text from the GoFundMe page, but just to kind of like introduce it, like I think if you listen to this podcast and you're passionate about herbal medicine and you're really interested in like how, like, you know, how people can do this work in their communities, like where they are with people who are really fucking like fucked over by capitalism, like this is a real deal, you know, like this clinic is like so fucking inspiring to me in terms of what Kathy achieves and everyone involved in the project achieves. I just, obviously it'll feel inspiring once I've read the blurb, but I'm just saying like, please, 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 please donate. I know what it's like to run a fucking grassroots project, you know, like the Mobile Herbal Clinic Calais is like very similar in terms of just like hustling for money when you just want to be focusing on doing the fucking clinical work and doing the herbalism work. But yeah, you have to just keep, you know, pushing and pushing and pushing. And yeah, I'm not sure where they're at with their crowdfunder, but like most of us on Instagram, like things are just getting like so fucking buried, like anything Indigenous led, anything kind of grassroots, like focused on harm reduction or anything else is just getting like so shut down. So yeah, please just like forward it in an email or just text your friends or put it in Signal groups and just, yeah, please, please like share the crowdfunder. Right. Okay. I'm going to read the text. Okay. So about Kathy Walker, a mother of three autistic boys of Mohawk and European descent, co-founded an Indigenous-led outreach in Toronto 11 years ago. From that work, she created the Allen Gardens Food and Clothing Drive, now in its 9th year. Seeing the gaps in healthcare, Kathy started Gwabamin, a free herbal clinic that brings trauma-informed harm reduction care to encampments, shelters and community programs. What began in Kathy's small apartment has grown into a dedicated space in the Bloor West community. Now in our fourth year at our commercial space, Gwabamin focuses on both acute and chronic conditions, offering one-on-one consultations. We also provide wound care, foot care and aftercare for those discharged from hospitals or released from prison. We provide herbal medicine for an insurmountable array of illnesses linked to houselessness, environmental exposure and poverty. We meet people where they are, physically and emotionally, reducing anxiety and making care more accessible. Gwabamin remains 100% grassroots and does not receive government funding. Donations cover essentials like rent, jars, oils, honey, vegetable glycerin, alcohol for tinctures, and plant materials we cannot harvest ourselves. Last year, we added a children's clinic and expanded support for frontline workers. This year, we've extended herbal outreach to Bill 5 encampments and working on a monthly pop-up with other grassroots body workers to provide herbal medicine, acupuncture, foot care and massage. Your support ensures Gwabamin continues to grow while staying true to its roots, serving those most often left behind by the healthcare system. Please consider making a donation and circulating around your social media platforms. Thank you. All right, so I'll put the GoFundMe in the show notes. And yeah, just please, please, please keep sharing. Okay. All right, and the final kind of solidarity call out announcement is No Borders Herbals. So yeah, this is like secretly very fucking exciting to me because I've been involved in making it happen. In terms of just like offering a bit of support and infrastructure, like, you know, like offering up the website and my online store infrastructure to help with fundraising and stuff, and just, you know, like giving a little bit of support in terms of advice on things. Yeah, the people involved are like fucking awesome. And what I am like so secretly happy about is one of the key people involved in the project has kind of like just developed their herbalism journey through like enrolling in the herbalism PTSD and traumatic stress course, and just like hearing how that's been like really foundational for them to kind of build their herbal knowledge slowly and to like work through that and to feel like fucking ready and empowered to do this kind of work. It's just like, it just makes me so fucking happy, because that's like what I want to achieve in the course, is for people to feel confident that they can start medicine making, start distributing medicine, understand herbal safety, like understand foraging, like, yeah. So anyway, I mean, the person's also, you know, got involved in a bunch of stuff with Calais and everything else. So yeah, it's been amazing working with them. And they want to be anonymous, so I can't say their name, but I just love them to death. And they've come to my place regularly and just done absolute magical things in my herb shed, which I've really appreciated, because yeah, it's very socially isolating having a baby. So when someone makes an effort to come and see you and do like a bunch of practical things, you know, like helping put things together for the care packages, for example, or making loads of cough syrup for France. Like, it's just, yeah, it's so strengthening to me. So a little shout out to them. Anyway, I'm going to talk about No Borders Herbals. And I know it doesn't come across the best in terms of audio when you read from a page, but I think it's the best way because, you know, like the collective have like confirmed the text together. So I feel like it's more reflective of the project, if that makes sense. So I'm just going to go for it, and I'll put a link to this page in the show notes. So No Borders Herbals is a self-organized project of grassroots herbalists and organizers distributing herbal medicine packs to people on the move across the so-called Balkan route. Rooted in mutual aid and solidarity, the project supports people experiencing border violence and denied access to healthcare. Who are No Borders Herbals? No Borders Herbals is a self-organized project that stems from the need to create autonomous healthcare networks in our regions and across borders. The project, made up of international radical herbalists, anarchists, organizers, and plant lovers, aims to start a self-production of herbal medicine for first aid and acute conditions to distribute on the migration route across the Balkans, working as closely as possible with local groups and people already active on the ground. Some of us are clinically trained, others are self-learners with hands-on medicine-making experience, some are long-term community organizers. The project doesn't want to replicate the elitist society, herbalist sector not excluded, we are surrounded by. Instead, it's a clear statement that says learning basic first aid knowledge and taking care of each other's health while rediscovering plant kinship can be down to us as individuals and resisting communities by breaking down the walls of information hierarchy. The project is an attempt to partly fill the gap that people on the move, migrants and other communities in marginalised and precarious conditions face to access healthcare in southeastern Europe. While states worldwide are pumping billions of public money into warfare, mega prisons and large ecocidal construction projects, national healthcare systems are fast collapsing under the pressure of funding cuts and privatisation. In the meantime, the Western medical industrial complex, with interests tightly intertwined with the big pharma and companies who pursue cruel practices such as animal torture, intends to gatekeep the medical profession by making it accessible only for the members of civil society who have access to formal education, often in a class manner, and reserves treatment only to those with the right papers, conforming bodies, and wealthy enough to pay for or just unlucky to run into debt. Unlucky in air quotes. This project, together with others across past and present like Ukraine Herbal Solidarity and the Mobile Herbal Clinic Calais, is rooted in the practice of herbalism as mutual aid and as a tool for radical solidarity against border violence. Border violence in the Balkans. Border violence is an everyday reality for people on the move crossing borders worldwide, and in the Balkans it shows one of the most inhumane and violent sides, causing brutality and even deaths in what is one of the least publicly known geopolitical contexts in Fortress Europe. We suggest reading the reports like Border Violence Monitoring Network and others have filed in regards to incidents of systemic oppression on people on the move, which happen on a daily basis in the region, as well as many cases of criminalization of solidarity. For this reason, this project also takes the opportunity to shed a light on what happens on the Balkan route. And then, yeah, there's like links. I'll put a link, obviously, in the show notes to, you know, like several reports, basically, from the Balkans. So one of them is Bloody Borders, an archive of border violence testimonies gathered by No Name Kitchen field teams. The Bulgarian Trap, a report again by No Name Kitchen. Frozen Lives, an investigation into how Bulgarian authorities put the lives of people on the move at risk of death, by No Name Kitchen and Collectivo Rote Balkanici. Okay, so like the Balkan Route Collective. Bloody hell, sorry. Border Violence Monitoring Network, who've, you know, been doing this work for fucking years of documenting really hardcore shit. That's my ad lib there. Illegal Pushbacks and Border Violence Reports, which again is by the Border Violence Monitoring Network. So yeah, like the page here doesn't go into depths of like explicit kind of vivid examples, but I really recommend checking out those reports so that you can get a really intense understanding of like what is happening on that particular route. Yeah, what I'm hoping is to do like another episode about No Borders Herbals and interview some people from the project, and maybe I could even interview someone from like one of the border violence monitoring crews, for example, that can like really shed a light on what's happening there and like why this why this project started. Okay, healthcare neglect and violence. People on the move face severe barriers to healthcare. In many countries, people without papers are denied access altogether. Elsewhere, visiting a hospital can trigger detention and deportation. Even when healthcare is technically available, it is often obstructed by racist discrimination, language barriers, and other systemic obstacles. No Borders Herbals works from a principle of harm reduction. The project provides preventative medicine, self-care support, and first aid materials to reduce the risks of untreated illness and injury. For example, herbal remedies can support the immune system and help prevent a cold or flu from escalating into a serious chest infection. Herbal wound sprays can provide antimicrobial protection, reducing the chance of minor injuries becoming dangerous infections. Volunteers with the Mobile Herbal Clinic Calais have shared that many of the worst wounds they encounter come from refugees who've crossed the Balkans without access to even basic wound care. And with our Herbal Pact, our aim is to equip people with tools to care for themselves as best they can while surviving border violence and neglect on their journeys. I am just ending up to ad lib on this, but yeah, like having worked in Calais for, four or five years before I got pregnant. Obviously, the team is still going out, and I'm still supporting the project the best I can at the moment. But yeah, like I could almost tell as soon as I saw a wound if that person had come through the Balkans, because we were seeing like very established like secondary infections. You know, like someone could have been bitten, for example, by mosquitoes, like all up their leg, and then that's just become like infected. And not, you know, like not, obviously I have seen like necrotic wounds where I've had to refer someone to hospital, like, you know, immediately, but most of them are like quite serious kind of microbial infections, which herbal medicine is fucking fantastic at treating. But yeah, I could almost predict that people, I would say, oh, did you come through, you know, Bulgaria or Serbia? And they would just like be like, yeah, because, you know, like, I don't know if it's like a particular microbiology in like the forest there, or the cold conditions, or just like the stress of not having access to like, you know, many kind of like much support. But yeah, we would see like really, really, really infected wounds basically. And that's why I recommended like doing like a real like potent kind of wound care pack, so that when people are like on their journeys, they can like just kind of DIY, clean their wounds up, cover them, dress them, to kind of prevent that like more serious infection. Cause you know, it's a whole fucking other episode, but like, you know, once something becomes like systemic, it is like really fucking dangerous basically to the body, you know, can lead to other like major complications and just dramatically take a toll on someone's immune system if they have like several kind of infections like across wound sites of their body. Anyway, sorry, that was a real extra. Okay, I'm gonna keep going. Okay, so distribution goals. Due to the sensitivity of the context and criminalization of solidarity in the region, we are currently unsure we will be able to share regular updates about the distribution. However, we are aiming to publish any major news whenever we can. And just a side note on that, like lots of people doing solidarity stuff have been, you know, getting arrested and experiencing criminalization, which is why it can't be like a snap happy fucking Instagram post of like, hey, we distributed these packs at this site, because, you know, there's like a lot of like risks of repression from the state, if that makes sense. Anyway, sorry, I'm just going for it with adding the extras in. Right, our plan is to distribute 50 health packs a week with seasonal picks to best suit the changing weather. A couple of special care kits will also be dispensed upon request. And each pack will come with an ingredients list and instructions for use translated into multiple languages. The ingredients and the recipes are subject to change to prioritise any available stock coming from local, ideally independent suppliers who we are looking to link up with. So the winter packs will contain an immune tonic. I've talked about this recipe like several times, but this is like slightly tweaked. We decided that it would be quite hard to do the cough syrups the way we do them with like the marshmallow gloop. And it's kind of better to sort of do like a hybrid cough support and immune system support blend as a kind of like, you know, preventative. So this will be like a glycerite blend of immune supporting and antimicrobial herbs such as elderberry, thyme, ginger, turmeric, fennel, and cinnamon. And again, we're having to, you know, like really think about what's available in the region as well. A bruise ointment, so like a muscle rub that brings pain relief to muscle pain, bruises, sprains and strains, and a lavender oil, which is an infused oil that helps aid sleep, skin inflammation, burns and other issues. And I've talked about some of these on the herbal care packages episode if you're like curious about those recipes. The summer pack will contain the immune tonic as well as like an anti-itch spray. So this is a blend of herbal vinegars, aromatic waters and essential oils that is incredibly effective at reducing the itchiness of insect bites. And this is really important because it prevents like further inflammation and like further potential infection and allows like some respite from itching so that people can sleep. A herbal cream with like infused oils such as chamomile and calendula, which is like really fantastic for like skin inflammation. And finally, a wound care kit with like a witch hazel spray for wound cleaning and debridement, and a wound spray for disinfection and treatment that contains water and tinctures of myrrh and calendula, as well as, you know, like the basic kind of dressings, gauze, bandages. And yeah, hopefully we're going to do a tooth care kit, because this is something that was like really emerged from the field. And also we've seen it in Calais loads as well, like this, you know, people struggling with really severe toothache and like inability to access a dentist. So yeah, like a herbal mouthwash which supports the dental pain as well as, you know, helping prevent upper respiratory infections. All right. And so, yeah, the current stage we're in at the moment. So we've been in this kind of like planning stage for a few months, like developing this web text, and people over in the region have been, you know, like building relationships and networking and trying to decide, you know, who to work with and where to distribute and what's feasible. But the focus now is, yeah, we will finally run our first small-scale test production and distribution this autumn from Serbia, thanks to the help of local active groups and people who will share some of their resources with us. Familiarizing with the local context is a constant work in progress, not likely to end soon, both in terms of figuring out the scale of impact of the project, as well as finding connections with locals and other logistical practicalities related to the herbal supply chain. In the long term, we would like this project to thrive thanks to the connections between local communities, medicine makers, and distribution folks, as well as thanks to the establishment of solidarity economy links with regional autonomous herbal suppliers. And again, just a side note, like I so strongly advise this crew about, I mean, this was like their political intentions to have this like solidarity economy. But like say with Ukraine Herbal Solidarity, for example, like it was too easy to just like bring medicine from the UK, that meant that like relationships like in Poland and Ukraine, well, not in Ukraine, but in Poland were like not developed enough to like make medicine there at the scale we needed. Does that make sense? Which made it all very like lopsided. And when my friend killed himself in prison and I had to step back, it just, yeah, made things not very resilient. So I love how No Borders Herbals is like taking a completely different approach of just like starting from ground zero of like, how can we build these relationships to make sure there's like fuckloads of medicine making skills like within different projects, and like clear recipes and clear, you know, like online training for people, and, you know, like face-to-face training too. Yeah, I just like that. It just feels like much more like strategic and long-term. Okay, so support needed and how to get involved. So as the infrastructure of the project solidifies, it will become clearer how people can get involved, both at the local and international level. In the meantime, we need more hands on deck to figure some more stuff out. So if you can help with any of these requests, please get in touch at noborders.herbals@proton.me. And yeah, the following questions apply to like any of the Balkan countries, especially Bosnia, Serbia, Croatia, and Slovenia, but not limited to them. So this is a kind of like what we're looking for, if that makes sense. So do you know of any herb growers, like herb grower networks or individuals in the region? We're especially interested in small independent growers to start developing plans for a solidarity economy circle. Do you know of anyone who has access to land in the region? Do you know of any local suppliers in the region who sell either online or at high street level or independently things like dried herbs or tinctures or infused oils or essential oils, especially food grade palm oil free glycerin if possible? Do you have access to a space for medicine making or storage, such as, you know, like a commercial or collective kitchen? Are you in the region and interested in medicine making for the project? We really want to organize some DIY trainings, and oh my God, I would fucking love to like go over with the baby and maybe a grandma to look after the baby and do some like face-to-face hands-on like several days of medicine making to just get people like fucking solid, you know. But if you've already got experience in medicine making, that would be fucking amazing. Like, please get in touch with us. Okay, and then there's also like a plant wish list. I'm sorry, this is a very long introduction to No Borders Herbals, but better to be thorough. So yeah, there's a note here. We are aware of how problematic it is to use the Latin name of plants due to its history of colonization and oppression. We're using this terminology for exclusively practical reasons. Regional names are wholesome and nuanced, but it's often hard to communicate with precision which plant we're talking about. So do you have access to any of these herbal supplies? So some of the herbs we're looking for are elderberries, thyme, cinnamon sticks, fennel seeds, ginger, turmeric, lavender, St. John's wort, comfrey, daisy, sunflower oil, extra virgin olive oil, and yeah, packaging. If you know of any shit hot, affordable packaging suppliers, that would be amazing, as well as, you know, any first aid suppliers. Okay, so that all sounds fucking amazing, doesn't it? That project, like people fucking getting packs like consistently being distributed, you know, at the same time where, you know, food and clothes is potentially being distributed and people being able to have medicine to, you know, like take care of their own wounds and prevent, you know, a simple fucking cough or cold like turning into pneumonia, for example. I'm not making that claim as a herbalist, but I'm just saying like that's the goal with any like self-care and herbalism as preventative medicine, right? Is to prevent things from getting worse. So there is a fundraiser happening as we speak, which I maybe should have started with. I need to update the website page because it has been launched now. So we've got a fucking amazing t-shirt that's being sold at a sliding scale from 20 quid to 40 quid. And the design is of a Bulgarian police car being destroyed and covered in plants. And the text says, fuck your walls and fuck your borders. Plants won't follow your law and order. And it's been drawn by Minty Mori, the artist, and is going to be screen printed by Carry On Screening, who've done all this amazing stuff for Calais, as well as a crew in Italy called Split Image Screen Printing. So folks in Italy will be posting t-shirts out to people in Europe, and I'll be sending them out to people who've ordered them anywhere else in the UK or the US, for example. But I will obviously put a link in the show notes to how to get one of those t-shirts, and the deadline I think is the 27th of October to buy one. So please support the project. Please buy a t-shirt. And if you are living in one of those Balkans countries and you want to get involved, please fucking hit us up on the email. That would be amazing. Be aware, it's going to take a little bit of time to reply to emails. But yeah, thank you so much for your interest and solidarity. Once again, shameless fucking plug, Herbalism PTSD and Traumatic Stress Course. Open for enrollment for another week. Please sign up. No one's turned away for lack of funds. It's a fucking amazing opportunity to learn, to start learning herbalism, or if you're already a herbalist, to get a new politicized, deeper angle and a lot of information about herbs as nervines, their kind of effect and affinity with the nervous system. So yeah, so please check that out. And all the links I mentioned will be in the show notes. All right, take care.
Thanks so much for listening to the Frontline Herbalism podcast. You can find the transcript, the links, all the resources from the show at solidarityapothecary.org/podcast.